how has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted the homeless population in the Roaring Fork Valley?
It's impacted them in ways that it's impacted all of us as human beings, right? We're talking about people who don't have a roof over their heads, don't necessarily have a place to shelter in the same way that many do, and don't have running water for cleanliness. So one of the big impacts is that there is certainly in that population is a nervousness and a concern that all of us have had with this, and more so there because people are in a much more vulnerable position. There is not the access to potentially at times getting a shower and getting cleaned up and some of the things that were just available in the community just kind of naturally. The access to Wi-Fi, the use of libraries, being able to stop at McDonald's for a cup of coffee, you know, things like that where people are missing those pieces. All of us are, and the homeless are as well, and maybe most particularly. There is also a little bit of a difference right now because there's no public transportation coming into our valley. And at this season of the year, we would see a much bigger spike in the homeless population just with the transient or kind of seasonal homeless. And that hasn't really shown up in the same way as it usually does. We have a resident population of homelessness, our local homeless population, and those folks are here.
What resources has this population had over the past 2 months?
The shelters that were in place for the winter, which are in Glenwood Springs and Aspen, the Glenwood Springs shelter closed at its usual time, and Aspen shelter has continued a little bit longer. The homeless really accessed food kind of through those shelters in Glenwood Springs and in Rifle, for example, the extended table. That's still happening, those meals, but they're a grab and go kind of meal as opposed to a sit down and eat meal. And the day shelter pieces are still available through Feed My Sheep and at Aspen Homeless Shelter, but they're doing things in a manner that there's only 10 people at a time. And what I can tell you about everyone who has a touch point with the homeless on the front lines is they're doing a really strict job of everything they can as far as public health guidelines and teaching and giving information to homeless individuals about the same.
Have there been any illnesses for essential workers at Feed My Sheep, Salvation Army?
No, at least as of last week, even among the homeless population, kind of the same response. I mean, people are staying pretty healthy, trying to be really strict about things. We just did a really collaborative effort of to get hand sanitizer distributed. We're using the Marble Distillery, and like the Glenwood Rotary Club has been a part of that whole project, trying to get bottles of hand sanitizer out, because again, the inability to be washing your hands like is the first thing on the list for all of us, right? Is that constant hand washing. So that's been one of the things that we're trying to make happen, that and the masks.
What do the people on the front lines working with the homeless population, what do they need from the community?
You know, the food piece has been okay. Communities have been fabulous. Money donations are always helpful because the infrastructure to manage this is what's going to be a little bit at risk, I think, as we go into the future. And that is, so some of these do fundraisers to keep their shops open, right, and their work happening all the way from Lift Up to all these others that I mentioned. And those things are like not happening, at least in these next coming months. So I think that's one of the places that right now that I hear from them the most could be monetary donations.
Anything else you'd like to add, Debbie Wild?
You know, this is a crisis on top of a crisis, because the homeless piece is a crisis that's been going on for some decades, and now we have something on top of it. The hope would be that when we are dealing with this risk, you know, that the most vulnerable among us are bearing the greatest burden, and that when we fight for the most marginalized, that protects our society as a whole. And in this case, when we do good stuff to keep the homeless population healthy, being able to shelter, not moving around, it really protects all of us. And I think it's time for us to take that sort of look at things and use this opportunity to come out of this with a different idea about how our community looks at homelessness.
Debbie Wild, thanks very much for taking the time to speak with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.